Nothing in the form of real personal injury style claims, but we're still getting surplus money requests, so to speak. They're actions, so they are claims against us, and we generally just try to work out the numbers and trying to get out of them by paying them off, because based on case law, we're required to pay those surpluses out at this point. So if we get a notice and then we get a claim, we generally work out the numbers. Curtis is working hard at trying to avoid continued work and maybe appoint them, have the judge appoint a referee and get rid of the money that way and reduce the amount of time we have to spend, because in essence, we're giving the money back. So other than that, no other real claims.
Tim?
Yeah.
With the ones that have been filed, have they, for the most part, been fairly easy to resolve?
Yeah.
Like, they understand we're going to take expenses out for our time and effort.
It's that we're 2%, and then they get the rest.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Scott, risk manager. Morning.
Morning.
Taped on the agenda this morning from
there we go. First is to approve the adding the town of Corning to our 26 workers' comp plan. I've been working with the town of Corning for several years, and finally, this year, finally put everything together that makes sense for the town of Corning to join. They're going to come in the plan at $24,500 a year, saving them almost $24,000 from their current plan they're in. So, you know, taxpayers in town of Corning are seeing a positive. It's positive for us to have them. You know, they're going to be a, you know, great asset. We're going to help them, you know, overall. We're also going to start to work after the first of the year with the Corning Fire District. They're with their own plan initially. Everything looks good. We're going to save them a significant amount of money as well. So that'll be the next step we'll work towards after adding Corning. So.
Great. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Questions?
Yeah. So this is no additional cost to the county, correct?
No. All right. Yeah. We'll, so what we'll have to do, because you guys approved the apportionment in July based on who was in then, we'll have to do a revision, adding them. I want to wait to see if there's any other changes or something, and then probably, you know, I'll probably bring it to you before the end of the year just to approve and then reapprove the final apportionment schedule. So, but yeah, there's no change, no cost to us. So,
any other questions?
When they left the county plan, they saved it. They saved some good money for a while.
Yeah, they left in, I think, 2009, maybe.
Yeah.
And saved some money, like most did when they left. You know, it was one of those, here's the carrot. They ran since prices and have increased, you know, overall, you know, with all of them that left, you know, we're working with those that left. They're still not back, trying to, been working with the town of Bath for several years as well. So, you know, late in time, it does take time to get the right folks together to think about it. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thanks. Next is to approve and accept a grant from PERMA for audio and visual. So we were awarded a grant from PERMA, which I didn't realize I needed to bring it to you for approval. So here it is. It was a while ago. We were given a grant that was a 55-inch Samsung flat screen and a Dell laptop computer, part of their grants to put these out for, and some of our participants, I think 6 or 7 participants received this as well. So this will go hand in hand with what I've been trying to do, is set up individual training modules in all of our DPW facilities across the county. So every county shop will have its own training module, flat screen laptop, where our workers can go in, log in, do their training, not via supervisor's laptop, desktop, whatever. That way they're set, they're all permanent. This will be the first of total of 10 that we'll have across the county. So I just need approval to accept this grant from PERMA.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Nate.
Good morning. Okay. First is in social services, asking to create one senior caseworker, CSEA grade M, As we spoke about last week, this is due to increased duties in the foster care unit and the need for some more, obviously more folks.
Questions?
Yeah. So from reviewing the budget, it looks like we have a plethora of positions that are unfilled. Is this a position that covers something different than those unfilled positions?
Yes. I mean, I guess I'd have to know which ones you're talking about, but
I think there was about 10 unfilled positions.
Right. Generally or senior caseworker?
I'm trying to find where that is here. But I just don't.
Yeah. In talking with Kathy about this position, there is, she advised that there wasn't a vacant senior caseworker. So this would be to create that additional duties that the individual does after review from personnel. But she would not fill or fund one of her vacant positions this current year for 2025.
So it's a senior caseworker.
Nate, do you have a person for this position?
Is there yes.
A person?
Yes.
Ready to step in and fill?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Okay. Great.
Yeah, it looks like, so it'd be under, I guess, the senior social worker category. Is that correct?
No.
No.
No, they're different.
Separate title.
Because I don't see a senior case.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't recall seeing one vacant, or we probably would have slid it over there. Generally we do, but
yeah, I don't even
in this case they
a title within the
we have them. There's very few left. But we have, I don't know, I think a few.
Right. I'm just wondering if we have them, what are they labeled here? It's got to be the senior social worker. This is probably what it is, and those are all filled. So I'm okay with it because it's creating a position.
Yeah, I don't think we have any, and any of those would be, like I say, we would have slid those over, I think, if we'd had any vacant anyway.
Yeah, we do have about a dozen other caseworkers. I can point it out to you.
Yeah, if you have the page.
Doesn't have a number. It's on the salary schedule under DSS after social welfare examiner, senior account clerk typist. It's before senior social welfare examiners. But there is not a vacant. And so that's...
Okay. All right.
What's the reimbursement? 50? 45?
60%.
60?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And next in Public Works, asking to reclassify one currently filled senior account clerk typist, CSEA grade I, to a principal account clerk typist, CSEA grade M. And this, as I spoke about last week also, is one of the situations where it's a longtime employee. They've taken on a great amount of higher level duties. The workload and the duties certainly warrant the change.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And next, the district attorney is requesting to appoint a part-time district attorney above midpoint at management grade J, step 9, which is $50,819. As you know, we bring these to you when they're above midpoint. The individual has some experience. It is difficult, as you know, to get any attorneys, let alone part-time attorneys. So that's the reason for this request.
Make the motion.
Questions? All in favor? Opposed? Carries.
And next, I'd like to request to waive the RFP requirement and declare NeoGov eGov a sole source. This is the program that we use within my office, and we have for a few years now to handle all of our civil service testing, our employment histories, roster cards, all of that sort of stuff. When we purchased them, they were essentially the only game in town. They were the only one that did this, that was a specific solution for civil service agencies, pretty much all most civil service agencies across the state use them. It used to be Catalog and Commerce. They were bought out by NeoGov here a while back, and when they were under Catalog and Commerce, they created some custom pieces for us. One of which talks to Mitch's systems and finance, as well as does some custom things for us along the exam and employee side. So two issues with going back out is, one, we'd have to buy a whole new system. If we bought the new system from the new company, it wouldn't have these custom pieces that we actually currently use. So we'd like to declare them sole source, renew with them for another year.
Motion.
Second.
Questions.
What's the annual cost?
$7,035. It's the maintenance cost. So, like I say, we'd have to go back out and buy a program if we were going to do it the other way too.
Gilda?
For right now, they're with them having been bought out, we're not exactly sure how long we're going to be able to do this. But with those custom pieces, it really is critical to the department to be able to, obviously we talked to finance with it too. So it's a plus.
If they've been bought out, are we going to need to be going out to an RFP in the next year?
If we can't do this, maybe, but at this point we consider them sole source because of these custom pieces. So as long as they'll do that, then I would prefer not to, because it's a good program. And honestly, the new company, it's still the same program. They've just done their tweaks to it. So we'd essentially be buying the same program again. So.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And next. You're all familiar, I believe, with Romer, Wallens, Gold, and Minot, our labor attorneys, longtime labor attorneys. We're looking to renew the contract with them, the retainer agreement. I think most of they under the retainer agreement, they do a lot of the day-to-day activities for all of us under that retainer agreement instead of charging hourly. So this is the same essential agreement that we've had with them for years, with some small increases per year. But for 2026, looking at $4,250 per month.
So moved.
Second.
Questions?
What's the cost of the contract?
What's that? So it's $4,250 per month for 2026.
Thank you.
This year,
it was less than a 5% increase.
Yeah.
A few thousand dollar annual increase.
Yeah.
From what I recall.
Remind me on the, if they do take on a large case, is that a separate retainer agreement for those larger cases?
It would go outside this retainer agreement. Yeah. But it is also at a reduced hourly rate.
They would bill per hour at a reduced rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Jack.
Yes. Have one thing for open session, one thing for executive. The seats funding request in my monthly report to you all, I emailed you Friday. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, the city manager from Corning contacted me and asked if I put it on your agenda. To consider appropriating the $65,000 that you discussed last time in 2025 as opposed to 2026. They have to sign a contract with TransDev by November 1st. And I guess he spoke with some of the other municipalities, and there's just a concern that if they sign the contract locking in their dollar amount, your budget won't be formally adopted until the end of November. And should that dollar amount change, that would impact what they agreed to. So bringing it before you to see if you would consider appropriating that in 2025, and attached a lot of the information that was requested for ridership budget, those sort of things.
So it'd still be in 26, but we would be doing the action in 25.
Yeah, I don't think that they would necessarily care if they get the check, you know, January 1st or whatever the case may be, but it would be appropriating $2025 dollars.
Right.
Joe?
I think transportation in Corning's been a problem forever. I mean, it's the seats and transporting people, especially in the rural areas. I remember when I was campaigning, it was constantly brought up. So when I looked at the letter that you sent, I mean, they were asking for a $65,000 commitment for a 12-month contract. And what I really liked is while we explore more regional options. Mm-hmm. So I hope they do change. So I think what Corning's asking is just for a little help to get us going for one more year while we search for better options.
And we have been meeting with Corning and others to talk about those regional options, because our cost for our transportation system is going up the same way that theirs is. And we need more active management instead of our staff kind of handling it part-time. And we have some options that we're discussing.
So I want to ask you, Jack, about the process here. I don't know. I mean, can we make a final decision here on the 65,000? Mm-hmm. We can.
Well,
Does it have to go to the legislative meeting? I'm not sure.
It would have to go to the legislature at the end of the month. But this committee, along with finance, because you would actually have to appropriate money from somewhere, probably unassigned fund balance, you would have to do that. So, but it would be done by the end of the month, by the time they have to sign their contract.
Why wouldn't we do the same for Hornell?
Hornell hasn't requested.
Well, maybe I'm requesting.
You, as a board of the legislature, can spend money on mostly what you would like. So that's your call.
If we do that, then the 65 gets cut in half, and each municipality gets half of the amount.
There you go.
That's not a solution.
No.
No. Spend the 65,000 allocates.
There a second?
I have a quick.
We need a second.
And I want like amendment to support Hornell with the same amount.
What do you want? 150,000?
What's that?
Do you want 150,000?
Maybe
160.
You generally don't like spending money.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what?
I think he seconded, but
it's been seconded.
What was the motion?
Has Hornell even do they need it?
You have to question. Have it amended.
From a recommendation standpoint, I would say if you want to consider something for Hornell, we should probably figure out what their needs are, because they haven't submitted a request to us yet.
Huh, I wonder why. Maybe it's because of efficiency. Mm-hmm. You think?
That's my question.
Not our bus system.
has Corning looked at Hornell? Because they seem to not have an issue. So that might be a good place for them to start.
We've had conversations. The challenge is we're in the same boat, in my opinion, as the seats system is. We've always relied on First Transit, TransDev, to run the program, and while it hasn't been perfect, it's worked for 25 years. Now they're the only game in town. There's no competitor provider that could come in, and that's why we're talking about a more regional approach. And we've included the city of Hornell in those talks so that we have a bigger system where maybe there would be more competition of providers coming in. We've even had the discussion of looking to partner with Chemung County. There's a lot of things on the table for the future, I would say, but it's been something that hasn't required a lot of active management, I would say, but that has certainly changed in the sense that TransDev's costs are going up. There's obviously municipal shares now. So, yeah, I think anything's on the table in terms of finding efficiencies.
Kelly?
If we do the $65,000 out of $2025, dollars, does that mean we take it out of the 26 budget?
That is up to you. The request is to support for Mark's letter said they definitely want to get through 1 year. The first letter we got is they were hoping to have that be one allocation for 25, 26, and then 26/27. But you could take it out of your budget, and then if they need it and request it again in 26, you could consider it in the same way. Our hope, because again, we're in a position from the county bus transportation system that I personally, and I don't want to speak for the city manager, but he and I have talked about this quite a bit. We want to find a better option sooner as opposed to later.
I understand that. You know, from the information you sent, which was all very helpful, it's hard to tell. So the city pays money to this contractor that runs the bus system. And so if there are problems with the books on the contractor's end, we can't see that. Now, does the contractor set the rates? I mean, I think there was something in there. The rates haven't changed since 2009. Who sets the rates for ridership? Are they, I mean, when I say that we need to see what is their plan to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, it's got to come from the person driving the bus, not from the city. Because it's easy for the contractor to say, we can't operate, you know, we need some more money from you guys to operate. And I understand that it's part of our plan, but it puts me a little bit on edge when you have this contractor that is now trying to get into our pockets to help support themselves.
Part of the discussion we had a month ago on this, and William looked it up, is the rates are set by the federal government.
Well, have we asked the federal government to change those rates? If they haven't changed in 16 years, that is a problem.
Yeah, and I
mean, they're the ones that are cutting the transportation
funding. That's not going to happen quickly, though.
But I understand that. But what I'm saying is that this has obviously been a decline, and now suddenly their Band-Aid to fix it is to just come to the municipalities and get money. And that's bothersome to me.
Yeah, I've talked to the city manager about that. He was talking with TransDev about increasing rates, you know, instead of, you know, a dollar or two, raising it 50 cents or a dollar. But again, there is federal regulation about how much you can charge.
Have the municipalities involved offered to chip in and pay?
Yeah, so there's a breakdown of what every municipality would pay. So the city of Corning would pay about 60% of it. Corning Community College would pay about 16%. The town of Corning and then the town of Irwin would pay a portion as well. Town of Irwin about 20% of the additional cost. And my understanding is the towns have talked, and instead of having the smaller villages like South Corning, Riverside, Painted Post agree to chip in, that the towns would cover it.
And how much is Corning contributing?
I have the 60%, $78,000.
Yeah. City of Corning, 70.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Town
of Corning is 12. I'm sorry. City of Corning, 78. Town of Corning is 12. Town of Irwin is 25. Corning Community College is 20,000.
Jeff?
Thanks.
I seconded this the other day for the 65,000. So I'm in agreement with that. It's not a problem. But in doing it this year out of the thing, we're committing to it. It doesn't matter where the money comes from as far as this year or next year. But the budget piece is a double-edged sword. We want the budget to account for every dollar that we spend, so you want it. But then if it's in the budget, they're automatically going to expect it next year. When somebody expects it, they're not working as hard for a solution. So
automatically expecting and automatically getting are two totally separate things, though. So.
Right. I just mean, if it's in there, there's a better chance that they're automatically going to get it.
And you would have the option, you have your budget meeting later. If you fund this now, then obviously the immediate need is solved, and they could do a mid-year request next year like they did in this way.
So didn't we ask for a report on the ridership?
That was sent, yeah.
No, that was in there. Okay.
Joe, you had a question? Joe?
The request isn't for a fix. It's not for, you know, we're not trying to fix anything. I think the city of Corning and the neighboring municipalities are asking for some help, and they need $65,000 to get us through. I think the worst thing, if they don't get this money, I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to be able to renew the contract? No. Or they're going to have to make a decision.
I would say decrease routes.
Yeah, and you know, right now it's not good. So my first thought is, do we have the money in this year's budget, Jack? No. We don't.
No.
It wasn't.
So we would have to budget it for next year.
Well, so my recommendation would be, if you are going to allocate in the way that they've requested for 2025, to use unassigned fund balance. Your fund balance is healthy. Obviously, the budget that you're going to be discussing later, we are, you know, facing some financially difficult times, but you certainly have $65,000 to be able to allocate.
I understand. Okay.
So at city council meeting last week or 2 weeks, there was a woman that stood up and said that the routes have changed, and I'm guessing it's because of the, you know, cutting costs, and she could no longer get to work because she works at the hospital, but lives in Corning. And I know that they were going to do some investigation to find out, the city was going to find out what's going on. I just hope that with this money, and I we should give this money, that they're not going to cut more routes, because that's how people get to work.
The way it was framed to me is this would keep the system whole, their system whole, and the routes the same. Or, and I heard about the hospital issue too, and Mark said he was looking at that, but this would allow them to operate as is. I think Joe said it's a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. It allows you to operate as is while they, again, don't want to speak for them, but we're having conversations, because I think the most logical thing is, like they do in Chemung County, is we merge efforts, leverage the federal dollars that we both get, and find a resource somewhere that can really actively manage it, hope that we get other providers involved.
And it's in their the city's comprehensive plan as well, like ours.
Will?
A few things. I didn't find a statute setting the rates the last time. I just noticed that other were similar municipalities have the exact same rates, so I assume there's some sort of governing
statute. I think there's a regulation not to exceed.
Yet. I don't know that, so that would be nice to know, mm-hmm. because if there isn't one, then rates could actually be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
When we discussed granting this one-time payment of monies, we did want to have a plan, and so I do want to give them the money. I just would like to have seen a plan of what they intend to do going forward.
And what I can say is we've had at least one meeting.
Really?
We've had one meeting since this. We've had three or four in the past 4 months about this. So we're having kind of, I don't know what meetings they're having on their own. I'm sure they're talking, but we're having meetings together, because candidly, I think we need to optimize ours and fix ours, and I think a partnership makes the most sense.
Yeah.
One question that I have is, the original document that James sent to all of us that laid out the discussion of $270,000 for next year, $305,000 for 2027. So we said we would pay $65,000. They asked for $100,000. We agreed to $65,000. So you think they would still have to raise $205,000 amongst themselves. What's on the city manager's letter that he sent to you shows a total of $201,000 inclusive of our $65,000. So did the amount get lowered from $270,000 to $201,000? Or did they make an error by including our $65,000 in there?
I would have to ask. I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
Because we also were clear when we said, okay, well, of the 100,000, we'll allow 65, and this in no way locks us into 2027. That's still another decision with more information mm-hmm. needed next year.
Right.
But it just seems to me that they have a gap still, unless their 270 needed number actually dropped.
270 is the number I recall.
Yeah.
That might be where I do recall the city manager talking about working with them to increase fares. Again, my understanding is the same as Williams, that there is a ceiling somewhere. I don't know what that is, but again, they were talking about 50 cents a dollar increase in fares. Yeah, and I think that was going to, that was going to get like,
that's a good solution.
That was going to get like 20 grand, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is that we have other
issues looming in the future where we're going to be needing to assist organizations because of changes in SNAP benefits, changes in health benefits. And so I just want to make sure that the company that is operating the transit system is also working on a plan to turn it around. There's got to be something they can do.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I would say
first, feel pressured to make a decision before we know what their plan is.
When they're the sole provider, it's not a great position to be in because they can set the fees. I would say, in my experience in working with them, because we have contracted with them for 20 plus years as well, they've been a good partner. But I think at the same time, it's worth all of our time and effort to work with them to figure out what a more optimized organization and structure of these programs look like.
And I don't understand what the benefit of us saying, yes, we'll use 2025 monies, because all of these municipalities that are also going to pony up additional money, they have budget times as well.
They have, the city manager says that TransDev, the contract renewal is November 1st of this year. And that's what the pressing issue is. And because your budget's not formally adopted until the end of November, there was a concern that, you know, would it be taken out of the budget? You know, it's not formally allocated at that point.
So why isn't there just a letter that's signed between the county and seats saying that we will fund them? I mean, I don't care if we spend 65 this year or next. It doesn't matter. It's just, yeah, it doesn't seem like that's really the fix.
It sounded like they wanted assurances that, you know, there is a motion, there's a resolution, it's locked in, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Bill?
Two things, Jack. First of all, I would hope we grant this request. They need it. But the second thing is, in your conversations with Mark, I would hope you pass along the concerns that came out this morning.
Oh,
and I think Mark needs to hear that this might be a one-time thing. It gives them more incentive to explore the other options that are out there. And I hope they do. And I hope they do find something a little better than seats. But I do hope we grant this request with the concerns we have. That Mark is aware of them. Everybody in Corning's aware of them. That, you know, you might not get it next year, but you got it this year.
I appreciate that and certainly will. And again, don't want to speak for Mark, but we've had enough conversations and I think we're of a like mind that their system and our system, we need to find a better solution.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's not TransDev. I'm saying an organization in pooling the federal funds that we receive for this. We need to maximize how we use those.
And kudos to CCC for stepping up.
Yeah, they didn't have to. That was very nice. Oh. Yep.
But their students use it, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what they said is
a long haul up the hill if you're walking.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Curious.
That did not include the Hornell
one. No. She's done the speech.
Just wanted to be sure.
Hornell can, we talk to them frequently. If they have questions, they can contact us. Do have a need for executive session compensation of specific individuals.
We need a motion for executive session.
Move it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I guess it's financial history and compensation.
So moved.
So
at some point, you'll need to set.
I know what I thought. We're going to do it.
You didn't close the meeting yet, did you?
Yep. No, not yet.
We haven't approved it yet. Oh.
Don't we have to have an executive session with Jack on too?
We're going to do it before. We're going to have a special one.
Okay.
I'm there.
We're adjourned.
Forget about you, Jack.
Yeah, it's all.
No.